I think he talks about this because he wants us to be ready today. Because we really don't know, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a glorious thing for those who are waiting for him, who are looking forward to him, who are serving him. In verse 32, he says, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. And the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Guys, I'll just be honest. You're my beloved. I mean, you're our beloved church, our beloved church family. When I look out there, I look at people that I assume are the sheep. You're the sheep of his pasture in my heart. I can't see any deeper than what I already just kind of know about you. And I know most of you have made a confession of faith, and I praise God for that. I don't read this and think, oh, well, I guess we got a bunch of goats. I mean, that's not where I'm at. I'm speaking, hopefully, to the sheep today, right? And I'm doing this as an encouragement. But I'll tell you, if this message scares you and it condemns your heart, only you know your heart before God. You need to get right with God. You need to get right with God right now, today, and start serving him, because that's God tapping on your heart saying, wake up, it's time. Because I want you to be ready when either he comes back to get us or we go to be with him. Be ready, because it could be today. First part of being ready is just repenting of your sins and turning your life over to Christ. Is he the Lord? And he needs to be your Lord. That means you give your sovereign will and choice over to him and say, you're sovereign in my life from now on. You're my king, and I want you to be the one to show me. And he shows us right here what we need to be about. And then the king will say in verse 34, those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. We might sit here today and say, I don't know that I've ever done that for Jesus, right? Well, he's going to go on and tell us how to do it for Jesus. He says, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you didn't clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is not here to tell us that you earn your salvation. This is here to say, if you're saved, you serve. If you're saved, you serve by doing it to the least of these. And so praise God that in Promised Land Ministries, they're trying to do it for the least of these. And we're able to partner with them. Praise God that we live in a community that, guys, I'm just going to tell you, some of the least of these live right around us. They really need the Lord. And I'm just going to say, whatever we can do to try to win their hearts, I think God's pleased when we do it. We're not doing it ourselves. I hope you don't go out and try to do it in your own human strength. It's a waste of time. Do it with Jesus. Do it yoked with him. He said, come to me, all you who are weary. You ever feel tired? All you who are heavy laden. You ever feel like you got a heavy burden? Come to me and I will give you rest. And then he says, to get in yoke with him. He says, for my burden is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Guys, a yoke has two places in it. Jesus wants us to get in there with him, and let's pull this together. Let's do it together. Let's do it as a church body. Let's do it as individuals yoked with Christ for for the least of these, because that's where his heart is. You know, the least could be living in a temple somewhere, honestly. We can't judge it all from the outside. But especially we see the least when we see true poverty. We see people that are caught in places that they can't get out on their own. Let's come alongside of them, help them. So I'm going to pray for y'all, and then I'm going to have time for invitation, because I want us to make sure our hearts are right with the Lord when we leave this place, that we will serve with him. This ain't just talking about your money either, guys. This is talking about our time and our talents, our gifts, everything. Opening up our lives, just being willing to connect with other people, being willing to make yourself available to disciple someone, being willing to take that phone call when you'd really rather be eating your dinner. But that person needs a person to talk to right then, right? It's about putting our life aside and doing God's will. I can tell you, I have zero interest in going to Anaheim, California next week. You might think that I'm lying to you, but I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. I don't want to go. I woke up this morning saying, I don't want to go. I'm going. God gives me opportunity, I'm going. I'm telling you, I'm going for a bigger reason. I do not want to see our convention go down the tubes without a fight. So pray for me as I go, because we got some real problems in our convention, and I'm going to try to represent God. I'm afraid sometimes too many decisions are being made without thinking about what would Jesus do. I may not do it perfectly, and I'm sure I won't, so I need your prayers that I'll have strength and boldness to speak. You ever stand up in front of about 15 or 20,000 people and try to say something that might be unpopular? I might need a little boldness from the Holy Spirit, so please pray for me not to shrink back and sit down. If God moves my spirit, I want to have the boldness to do it. And so I'm praying that's part of ministering to at least these, because I believe there's still more people that this convention should reach out to in the future. But we need to be right with God. Do you need to make sure your heart's right with God today? The altar will be open. You can come up and pray, and you can just pour it out before the Lord. You may ask somebody to pray with you. Grab somebody you trust who you know loves the Lord to pray with you. Whatever you need, we just want to offer this time to the Lord. So let's pray. Dear Father, I pray that you'll help us to make sure that our hearts are right with you. Make sure that we don't forget the least of these. Sometimes I'd rather not have the heaviness, but Lord, the thing of it is, whenever I'm in the yoke with you, that's where I really find joy. You'll give us the joy in due time as we serve alongside of you, as we put aside our will and we do your will. Your will is for us to minister to the least of these, to do it in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, this is a generous church. Thank you that we have, if we feel like God's in it, we come together behind it. But I want to encourage this beloved church one more time to keep up the good work, to persevere until our master comes back, that we can hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Now enter into the rest which has been prepared for you." Oh, Lord, help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand.